is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into Reverend Dr. N.D. Lee III, Senior Pastor of the First Union Baptist Church, located at 601 Lee Street here in Alexandria. We would like to first send a heartfelt thanks to our sponsor, the law firm of Charles Elliott & Associates, a firm with you in mind. Now listen to a spirit-filled message already in progress.
Was a sinner, you saved me from all of my sins.
Never would have been able to leave your house. You never would have been able to get up out of your bed. Hello? You never would have had a voice if God had not given it to you. You have no power. The breath, the air that you breathe now belongs to God. The walk you have in your legs, in your feet, belongs to God. The sight in your eyes belong to God. And I don't care how intelligent you may be, you will never know the totality of God. For he is so real and so, and yes, Lord, and so magnificent that he's new every day, because he does strange things in a strange way. Amen. Amen. And you know what I like about it? He's still blessing people every day. And when we come to the Lord's house, we ought to come with a praise. We ought to come with worshiping God for his goodness and say that God has been good. How can we show he's been good? By expressing, let other folk know how good God has been to you. You've got to witness for the Lord. You've got to stand. One man said, the blind man said, if I couldn't say a word, I would just stand on the side of the highway and wave my hand and let the world know whose side I'm on. You ought to be able. You ought to stand and let the world know that you're not playing a game with God. That you're not a hypocrite. That you're not trying to fool somebody. Are you listening to me? That you're not singing because you have a voice. Amen. But you're giving God the praise because he is worthy of the praise. You will never, as long as you live, find a defect in God, a shortage in God. You will never find God in a position where he has come to the end of his means. The Bible says he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Ever since he began to be, he's been tabernacling, going from beginning to the end. And when he gets to the end, he will still be God, and beside him, there is none other. Isn't that right? It is said that when John looked, he saw the throne of God, and God sitting on the throne. Now listen, he couldn't see him to describe him to his physique or what he looked like. But he said, when he saw him, he looked, the light was so brilliant that he looked like jasper. so bright you couldn't see. But the brightness and the jewels that they're using are the most precious jewels to mankind. Jasper, sardine, emerald. It's the brilliantest, most brilliant stone. And yet these are more brilliant than them. It is said that the light is so bad it looks like the laser. Have you ever seen a laser gun? You can't look at it. And it said that he saw him sitting on the throne. And guess what? Around the throne were 24 other thrones. Huh? The 24 elders, amen, was around the throne. And it said that these 24 elders represented the priests and the apostles. And if you go back and you read, you discover that when David and began to place these priests who come in and would two by two would give 2 weeks of service to the temple of God, that he placed them 24 priests. But the Bible talks about 12 representing the Old Testament and the 12 apostles representing the New Testament. Amen. But they were. The Bible says that not only were they representing the 12 tribes of Israel and the New Testament, but they also represented us and are still representing us. Isn't that right? It's something about the Lord when he opens the door so you can see and realize that you need something in your life. That your life is incomplete. How many of you know you need more than just things in your life? How many of you know that you need more than just being happy? Amen. You need to have some joy in your life. And you cannot have joy without the Lord in your life. You cannot have peace without the Lord in your life. Because wherever he is, there is peace. Are you all listening this morning? The world now is in an uproar because you can't find peace anywhere, and sometimes not even in the church. There's an uproar that's going on among God's family. And when we allow that to happen, we are not about God's business. For God is a man of peace. Isn't that right? God brings peace where there's confusion. He brings love where there is hate. He brings fellowship and togetherness where there is separation and confusion and frustration. And it is said that if you want true praise, if you want to be in true praise and true worship, come up higher. That was the Lord, the God is saying to John, come up. Come up out of confusion. Come up out of difficulties. Come up out of frustration. Come up out of misunderstanding. Come up out of that cause, things that cause you to be angry and come up a little higher. That is something better. If you want to be better, you've got to get up and go up a little higher. For there is something in going higher in the Lord. Isn't that right? And I want you to know this. It doesn't make any difference where you live, how long you live there, whether you live in a rich neighborhood or in a poor neighborhood, where you live on Front Street, Back Street, or where you live on Main Street or in an alley. God says, come up higher. If you come up higher, he'll put you on Straight Street. Isn't that right? And Straight Street leads into heaven. He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Harden not your heart. If you'll open up, I will come in and I will sup with you. How many of you understand this morning? That God is willing and he's ready to accept you. Just as you don't have to be highly intelligent, you don't have to be well dressed, you don't have to be among those who accepting accolades from different folks. If he that believeth, though you were dead in your sin, yet shall. He's willing, he's ready, he's able to save you if you want to be saved. All he demands of you is true worship and true praise. You ought to be real. You ought not be one thing today and something else tomorrow. You ought to be able to praise God with a straight face. You ought not be one thing in the church house as soon as the door closes and something else. I hope I'm getting through somebody. Jesus wants us to live the right life every day. We are to be examples for other men and women who have not yet accepted Christ as their personal Savior. And do you not know that God hates a liar? He hates people who are not real in serving him. He won't. All of you. He wants you to give your life because what? He gave his only begotten son, and that son gave his life for you and I. Now that ought to make them worthy for us to give our lives. And now listen, let me say something. Some of you go with me and say, well, Bill, you hate people. You hate what you do. God has never hated an individual. He hates the sins that you commit. And you cannot be a sinner unless you commit sins. You cannot be a Christian unless you do Christ-like things. Now, if the beast can praise him, we ought to praise him too. Isn't that right?